This is Diana Bertoldo, your host of the Permission to Rock podcast and founder of DianaBertoldo.com, where rockstar creatives, truth seekers, and born to be leaders create the life and business of their dreams beyond the realms of limitation. When you have permission to rock, that means you've attuned yourself, your energy, to vibrate with the frequency of your desires. And that, my dear friend, is freedom. My agenda for this podcast is to help you cut through the energy of limitation, get you attuned with your desires and with what's truly possible when you allow your unique genius, energy, and potency and passion to lead the way and freely create the reality of your choosing. So today, I want to talk about the undesirable and repetitive patterns of creation that, for whatever reasons, you may be demonstrating in your reality. Maybe it's the repetitive pattern of making money only to lose it. Maybe it's the pattern of losing your voice or your health just days before the big gig, right? The big gig that's going to launch you into stardom that you now can't even show up for. Or maybe it's simply the pattern of the shit hitting the fan right when things start to get really good for you. The specific pattern doesn't matter, guys. What matters is what you do with it, how you respond to it, see it, perceive it, know it, and be with it. And as with all patterns of limitation, you can be the energy that eliminates it. And that's what we're going to move into today. Now, the majority of the people that I'm blessed to work with, they aren't interested in keeping their head in the sand. They know that their inner world, their energy, frequency, and vibration is either going to support them or it's going to hinder the outcomes that they desire. Though with that said, I have to say, it rarely rubs them the right way when we find repeat patterning in their energy field, patterning that's likewise showing up and wreaking havoc in their physical reality. It's frustrating to them. They say, damn, I've already worked on this stuff. I'm good. I have put this to rest already. And I say, really? Because it sure is showing up alive and kicking in your reality. Or I hear them say, but I'm supposed to be done with this by now. Why the hell does this keep happening to me? Sound familiar? Probably, right? Of course it does. Because truth, we have all danced with these repetitive patterns showing up in the world. So I want to lay some wisdom on you that may both sting a little and act as the transformational salve that you've been waiting for simultaneously. You ready? All right, open up your heart space, baby, and let yourself receive some love in here, some transformational love in here. This is from Paulo Coelho's Warrior of the Light. A warrior of the light knows that certain moments repeat themselves. He often finds himself faced by the same problems and situations, and seeing these difficult situations return, he grows depressed, thinking that he is incapable of making any progress in life. "I've been through this all before," he says to his heart. "Yes, you have been through this all before," replies his heart, "but you have never been beyond it." Then the warrior realizes that these repeat experiences have but one aim, to teach him what he does not want to learn. Ouch, right? And ah. Now, everything that just kicked up for you, everything that just kicked up in touch, sound, image, thought, feel space, and beyond, I invite you now to release, return, recant, and invert all that energy now throughout all levels of your being, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, psychic, and etheric, and throughout all time, space, dimensions, and lifetimes, including past, present, future, and parallel now. And let's eliminate and free all the accumulative effects thereof, all remains, imprints, particles, and memories now. Take a deep breath in, my friend. That's it. And just let yourself receive and release all of that now. And how about that voice? You know the one I'm talking about, right? The one that just loves to repeat itself, right? The one working overtime on automatic that likes to say things like, I've been through this all before. I've been through this all before. But I've been through this all before. I can't, I won't, I don't want to go through this again. I have been through this all before. Oh yeah. So everywhere that voice is running you, and everything it stirs up for you, including all the attachments and all the aversions, all the rights, goods, bads, and wrongness, invert it all now down to zero, minus infinity, and harmonize throughout all time, space, and dimensions, dimension, space, and time. And regarding the repeat pattern itself, everywhere you're unwittingly misidentifying this pattern as you, everywhere you've misperceived the pattern as purposeless, valueless, a burden without gift, perfection, rightness, or opportunity, and everywhere you've used your relationship to this pattern to dim, mask, or destroy the essence and potency of you, let's invert all those aspects, constructs, and everything associated with them now down to zero, minus infinity, and harmonize. So let's invite forth what is truly possible for you. What would it take for you to go through this pattern now, like you've never gone through it before, and generate a whole new outcome because of it? What can you choose to see now? Invite that energy forth. And what can you choose to be now? Invite that energy forth too. Welcome it. And what unlimited awareness can you now choose to go all the way through it and beyond? Yes. And anything in consciousness showing up incongruently with that, including all issues associated with sacred, social, physical, and silent contracts stemming from this lifetime, past lifetimes, future lifetimes, disentangle, recant, disavow, release, and clear now at all levels of your being throughout all time, space, and dimensions. And now let's also call forth the energy of everywhere you've diminished your progress, capacities, and capabilities. Everywhere you bought into the lie of being incapable of making progress in your life. And everywhere you've used these repeat patterns to argue against you, acting in the destruction of you. Everything that sweeps forth from this lifetime, past lifetimes, parallel, and future lifetimes, and all the accumulative effects, all the accumulative energies you've taken on from others to lock those lies in as truth, recant, release, and invert all of it now throughout all levels of your being, and restore and harmonize now. What are you refusing? What are you refusing, resisting, ignoring, and twisting that keeps you from welcoming the teaching of that which you don't want to learn, that is also that which would set you free, break the pattern, and release it back into the nothingness from which it came? Everything aligned with the refusal, resistance, ignorance, and twisting, and all limiting energies, entanglements, and conclusions, release, recant, disidentify, return, and delete it all now, including all replications and associations, all imprints, memories, and remains throughout all dimensions, space, time, and levels of your being. What if the allowance, awareness, welcoming, knowing, being with, and perceiving, and receiving of this teaching truly be the key that unlocks, severs, and frees up all quantum waveforms in your energy field operating incongruently with everything you've ever desired? And how much joy, prosperity, success, gratitude, triumph and ecstasy can you experience with this allowing and unlocking now? and all energies locked in opposition to that. Eliminate free, independent, release, and invert now. Activating now for allowance, unlimited awareness, welcoming, knowing, and receiving at all levels of your being and throughout all dimensions, space, and time. What if you chose unlimited awareness and allowance for any pattern or any repeating pattern that shows up in your reality, and likewise, allowance and unlimited awareness for every teaching imprinted within it? And what if doing that, being the energy, space, allowance, and receptivity of that and for that, shifts everything in your favor in ways far beyond your imagination and desires? Yes, give me some of that, right? Okay then, let's activate, optimize, all of you, for all of that and then some, now, throughout all levels of your being and across all time, space, dimensions, and lifetimes, all lifetimes, dimensions, space, and time. Take a deep breath in, my friend. Deep breath out. And so, because repetition can allow for deeper transformation, let's just have you receive this passage one more time. Let yourself listen with your heart open, receptive, allowing, and with unlimited awareness. A warrior of the light knows that certain moments repeat themselves. He often finds himself faced by the same problems and situations, and seeing these difficult situations return, he grows depressed, thinking that he is incapable of making any progress in life. "I've been through this all before," he says to his heart. "Yes, you have been through this all before," replies his heart, "but you have never been beyond it." Then the warrior realizes that these repeat experiences have but one aim, to teach him what he does not want to learn. Yes. And just notice how that lands differently for you now. Do you feel lighter? More expansive? Just notice. And as we come to the close of today's show, I just want to say this. The repetition always happens for you, not to you. Everything you want, everything you never dared imagine you could be, do, and receive, lives and breathes tucked away within these repeat patterns, problems, and situations. And the culmination of struggle, limitation, chaos, and hardship is always ready to be exposed for what it really is. Your gateway to unlimited, unimagined, and rejoice-worthy change. And when you're willing to do something different, to reach into the heart of these uncomfortable situations and claim your good, your life becomes a reflection of the extraordinary. It does. And with that, I will leave you to ruminate in your unlimited awareness so you can notice now what's shifting in your favor. Thank you for joining me today, and if you enjoyed this podcast and would like to expand someone else's possibilities, please share the link as wide and far as you desire. See you soon, Rockstar.